Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your phone calls and more here this 8 o'clock hour of the show on this Wednesday. Hey, I'll tell you what, maybe some of our friends in Great Falls, you can call in, you can message us on the Montana Talks app. If my memory doesn't serve correctly here, you guys call in or message us on the app and just fill me in. Fill in some of the details here. But if memory serves correct, well, before I get into that, let me share a headline for you here. This is so absurd. The deep state bureaucrats here in Montana, the Democrat operatives, just like we've seen the lawfare waged against President Donald J. Trump from deep state bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., you still see the lawfare from inside our courts, from inside our Montana Supreme Court. I mean, look at the lawfare that was directed against Attorney General Austin Knutson with this bogus complaint that was directed against him. Now, Jack Smith and all these corrupt officials that were targeting Donald J. Trump with their lawfare, at least they took a hint. At least they got the hint that was just delivered in a big way by the people of Montana and all across America here earlier this month. And they're shutting down all their lawfare cases against President Trump. But back here in Montana, no, they just can't take a hint. Bureaucrats and Democrat Party operatives cannot take a hint. Secretary of State Christy Jacobson won her election. I think she had 62% of the vote. Attorney General Austin Knutson, I think he had 60% of the vote. Is the left-wing Montana Supreme Court still waging their lawfare campaign against Attorney General Austin Knutson, or did they take a hint and wrap it up? Well, apparently, these bureaucrats at the laughably named Human Rights Bureau in Montana state government, apparently they can't take a hint either. And they want to interfere in the political process, and they want to launch attacks against Republican office holders. But, you know, they don't want to go after Democrat office holders or Democrat former office holders. This is such a laughable headline from the liberal Montana Free Press. State investigator finds Secretary of State Jacobson discriminated against former Cascade County election official. So apparently, if you point out how a former Democrat County election official was bad at her job and was a biased partisan who shouldn't be in charge of the elections office, that's discrimination. What kind of woke BS is this? Jake Eaton, conservative political consultant, he responded to this story on X. He said, this is beyond absurd. Yet another great example of why we need to dissolve the Human Rights Bureau. So, Great Falls friends, fill me in here, but weren't the elections quite the mess this year in Great Falls and Cascade County? The people of Great Falls elected a new elections administrator. The former Democrat elections administrator started undermining the person you elected from day one. So then they put somebody else in there, and then the elections were a mess. Go figure.
Securing America.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott and incoming Trump border czar Tom Homan visited Texas National Guard troops along the southern border Tuesday. Governor Abbott telling the troops why their efforts are so important.
For Texas and for our country to remain sovereign, free, and safe.
Homan says Texas's efforts are a model to protect against the effects of the illegal migrant surge over the last several years.
600% increase in sex trafficking. Fentanyl coming across the border killed 250,000 Americans. Record number of people on terrorist watch lists crossing the border.
And he warned that President Trump's plans will be carried out, regardless of those who may oppose them.
Let me be clear. There is going to be a mass deportation because we just finished a mass illegal immigration crisis on the border.
Holman saying the bottom line is
the nation wants a safe country.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Fox on tap.
Another social network runs afoul of the laws of Europe. A number of U.S. users of social media are finding their way to yet another Twitter clone social media service, all due to politics. It's called Blue Sky, and a number of users of X, the former Twitter, say they've done so in protest of Elon Musk's endorsement of Donald Trump, which they say helped the former president win back the White House. Blue Sky was founded by Twitter creator Jack Dorsey. He has since left this new company. But now the European Union, which has been cracking down on tech companies and social networks over a myriad of issues ranging from content moderation to creative licenses, says Blue Sky is violating its laws by not divulging on its network how many EU users it has or where the company is headquartered. But the EU's online regulations are designed for networks with 45 million users, a status Blue Sky has yet to achieve. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Hey, shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now, look, let me be clear. I'm not pinning the blame on the current elections administrator, the current county clerk and recorder in Cascade County for all the challenges that they had this election cycle. Because, look, there were challenges in Bozeman. And one of the big challenges with our elections is, of course, this same-day registration nonsense that our liberal courts have forced upon us. And that's why you get all these people showing up at the last minute on election day. And that's why some of you get stuck standing there in line until 2:30 in the morning waiting to vote, because you're waiting for all these people to get registered on the same day, because these people couldn't get registered 364 other days out of the year. But what I'm saying is this. You had a long time, 16-year Democrat county clerk and recorder in Cascade County, Rena Fontana Moore. And she lost the job, and she was mad, and she threw a temper tantrum. And the woman who was elected to do the job wasn't even given time to get on the job and get everything up and running, and started being undermined by partisan Democrats like Rena Fontana Moore. And so then, the county commissioners put somebody else on the job. And so now you have somebody new on the job heading into the biggest election of our lifetimes, frankly. And of course, there were problems. But anyway, this Rena Fontana Moore is claiming that she was discriminated against because Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson emailed Cascade County Commissioners back in February saying, don't hire the woman who was fired from the job because she won't do a good job. And this, what a joke, the Human Rights Bureau, you know. If we created a DOGE, a Department of Government Efficiency here in Montana, much like Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are doing nationally, if we had a DOGE in Montana, this Human Rights Bureau, this joke of an outfit, would be first on the chopping. It would be one of the first on the chopping block. It is such a joke. Apparently, Representative Bill Mercer out of Billings, he's a former U.S. attorney. Apparently, he had a bill that would do just that. It would dissolve this joke of an HRB. Hopefully, they can revive that, get that across the finish line in the upcoming 2025 legislative session, because it's very clear. You've got some partisan bureaucrats that are abusing their government role here to push a political agenda, to try to make a Republican office holder look bad, and to try to make a Democrat former office holder look like a victim. Oh, do they love being victims? Phone lines are open for you. Let's go to Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks family. Stacey Zinn is really a tough, intelligent lady. She's got a lot of Montana grit, and she would have been a fantastic congresswoman.
That's right.
That was a wonderful, that's a great, wonderful interview that you had with her. But I want to talk about these tariffs that Trump's imposing upon Canada and Mexico and China. All three of these countries are actually our enemy. And I had talked for a long time to our elected officials about suing lawsuits against these countries for allowing open borders on their end and letting them come into our country, like Mexico. Okay. They got a 140-mile strip of land where all these creeps have been crossing over. And Mexico is a wealthy country. They've got a lot of money. Don't kid yourself. They could have built a wall along their southern border, too, and I think that they must. But as far as 25% tariffs, how much is an American life worth? You know, it's worth much, much more than that. China, let's face the fact. The Xi Jinping, the CCP, they know exactly what's going on in their country. If he wanted to, he could stop the production and the introduction and the flow of fentanyl into the United States in the next 15 minutes if he really wanted to.
Yeah.
So I still say to go after these people, I still say use bounty hunters, get our Navy SEALs after them, federalize our veterans. I think they'd really go for it and get these people out of our state and help our nation nationwide.
That's what Evan Hafer talked about, the founder of Black Rifle Coffee Company and a Green Beret veteran. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast. They talked about sending Delta Force after the drug cartels. I mean, man, could you imagine that? But if, you know, we declare the drug cartels an official terrorist organization and fight them as such, could you imagine the change that that will make? Yeah, Nancy, great to hear from you. Nancy's been all over this southern border crisis since day one, giving us great information on this show. Did you guys... Some people are saying, well, why Canada? Why threaten Canada with tariffs when it comes to illegal immigrants and when it comes to the drugs, the meth and the fentanyl flooding across our border? I thought it was just the southern border. What's the deal with the northern border? Listen to some new numbers from Brett Baer on Special Report last night.
A lot of people said, well, what's the deal with the northern border? If you look at the chief patrol agent, Robert Garcia, from the northern border sector on apprehensions, this is October 2nd. Border patrol agents in Swanton sector have apprehended more than 19,222 subjects from 97 different countries since October 1st, 2023, which is more than its last 17 fiscal years combined. Canada basically has not secured that border, and that's Vermont, New Hampshire, New York. There was a call with Trudeau, the prime minister, in the wake of that tariff threat, and between the president-elect and the prime minister.
Yeah, so anyway, listen to those numbers on the northern border. Brett Baer saying that Canada has not secured that border. Oh, but Justin Trudeau wants to spy on gun shows in Kalispell. Justin Trudeau wants to spy on gun shows in Bozeman, Montana. Hey, Justin Trudeau, maybe you should take your pretty little prime minister job and go secure the border. Maybe you should stop spying on your citizens. Maybe you should stop spying on our citizens and start cracking down on these violent pro-terrorist protesters that are in the streets of Montreal and elsewhere across Canada.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. House Republicans have agreed to alter the chamber's rules that would make it tougher to oust the Speaker. Currently, it only takes one member to demand a vote if the House try to remove the Speaker. That's how former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy lost his job last year. Some Republicans have threatened the current Speaker, Mike Johnson, with the same fate. The deal struck between members of the Hardline Freedom Caucus and the more centrist Republican Main Street Caucus would raise the bar for members to offer a motion to vacate the Speaker's chair. It would now be nine members and not one. It was former Representative Matt Gaetz who singularly forced the House to vote to strip McCarthy of his gavel. During the prior years of Democratic control, the requirement was for the majority of either party to back such a motion. For his part, House Speaker Mike Johnson appears to be safe from a challenge, assuming the new rule is adopted. The full House doesn't vote on its rules package and this change until early in the new year. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
My goodness, it looks like we let anybody on the phone lines here. Oh, that's right. We do let anybody on the phone lines here. 406-294-0970. I think Travis is still whooping it up there with Denny Reberg calling in. He's visiting family for Thanksgiving, but then he's going to be back here in the Montana Talk Studios coming up starting Monday. He'll be filling in next week. I'm going to take a few days off. And Montana's longest-serving statewide congressman, Denny Reberg, will be guest hosting Montana Talks next week. We'll get to Denny here in just a second. First, back to what Nancy in Roundup was talking about. Byron York was on special report as well. And they were talking about the northern border, the number of terror watch list individuals that have snuck across our northern border and much more. And then Byron York added this.
But, internally, what the administration is going to do is really pretty clear. They've made it really clear. They're between 1.3, 1.6 million people in the United States illegally. They've received full due process and have received final orders of deportation from an immigration judge. They're going to go after the Trump administration is going to go after those people. By any definition of the term, that's going to be a mass deportation. But these are people who've received full American legal due process, and that's where they're going to start.
So, yeah, what he's talking about is the mass deportation plans for President Trump. Okay, how do you get rid of 15 to 20 million, who knows how many illegal aliens are in this country? Well, as we've said before here on this show, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Over a million illegal aliens that have already basically been tried, convicted, sentenced, etc. Yep, these people are here illegally. They've committed these additional crimes on top of everything else. And yet, here they are. Here they sit. And the Biden regime has refused to deport them. All right, Tom Homan, the incoming border czar for President Donald J. Trump. He's already getting to work.
Tom Homan's visit here to Eagle Pass was meant to send a crystal clear message that the incoming Trump administration will fully support the state of Texas when it comes to securing its own border. Tom Homan had a message for any sanctuary jurisdictions who are planning to resist Trump administration efforts. He says, do not cross us.
It's a felony to knowingly harbor and conceal an illegal alien from immigration authorities. Don't test us. The nation wants a safe country.
Fox News cameras were on scene here in Eagle Pass pre-dawn hours as another group of more than 200 illegal immigrants crossed into Texas illegally. Amongst them, 50 unaccompanied children and minors.
Unaccompanied children and minors. Remember when Elizabeth Warren, as President Trump was in Great Falls, doing a Trump rally back in 2018, and Trump talked about doing a DNA test on Elizabeth Warren? And then Elizabeth Warren said, we shouldn't be doing DNA tests on kids. You know why they were doing DNA tests on kids on the border? Is so that we could determine if they actually were traveling with their parents or not and not being smuggled in by some sex trafficker. So they did away with the DNA testing. Why do you think we have 300,000 plus kids that are now missing? And likely many of them in the hands of sex traffickers. Thank you, Elizabeth Warren. Lee in Kalispell, next up on the phone lines. Lee, what's going on?
Hi. I'm going to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. But I was going to talk about the Democrats still are in control of the Senate and House. So they're trying to force as many of the their people into the federal courts as they can. That way they can, when Trump takes over, they can try to control the government through the courts.
Well, that's exactly right, yeah. And they can push the rest of their radical woke agenda that just got rejected by the people of America in a big way, right? Yeah, case in point. So let's see, Boise State. I say Boise, not Boise. Sorry, Idaho. So you've got Boise State, you've got, I think, the University of Wyoming. I think I heard one of their female athletes on Fox and Friends earlier this morning. the big Mountain West Conference tournament is about to be underway for women's volleyball. San Jose State has a man pretending to be a woman on their team. So, and these female athletes filed suit to try to stop this nonsense of allowing men to be on the women's team and, you know, the threat of safety concerns, et cetera. But a liberal federal judge put on the bench by Democrats ruled against these female athletes. So what, 85% of the American people are against this nonsense of men pretending to be women and taking away women's opportunities in sports. And yet what did this liberal federal judge do? He just sided on behalf of the man instead of on behalf of the women. That's what you get with these liberal federal judges on the bench. And Lee, you're exactly right. The Democrats are trying to take advantage of the next month or so before January 3rd when Senator-elect Tim Sheehy and 52 other Republican senators are sworn in for the new session. And they're going to try to jam every liberal judge down your throat they possibly can before then. Lee, also stand by for the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Wait till you hear what Kerry White had to say. Kerry White, former Gallatin Valley lawmaker, heads up a great pro-land access organization called Citizens for Balanced Use. He details a whole other list of concerns, things that we need to watch for here in the next month and a few days as well. So you're going to want to listen in on that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. 406-294-0970. Let's go to Tom in Billings next. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. As you know, I'm running for Yellowstone County Sheriff. Had to put that plug in there.
You don't need to mention that. Buy advertising if you want to plug a campaign. It's 2 years from now. Sorry, I had to throw that out there.
Well, I know. I've been talking to ICE agents here locally. I've been talking to tribal leaders. I've been talking to other sheriffs in different counties. The DOIA with ICE, we can create a program. It's the 287G program. It allows ICE and local law enforcement to detain with ICE agreements to deport all illegal aliens. Don't matter if they've been vetted, doesn't matter. They're illegal aliens. They need to go home. Some counties, like Gallatin County, don't have the resources to do it. But when you create the task force throughout multiple jurisdictions with local sheriffs in all 52 counties in Montana, we can create a task force backed by ICE, backed by Donald Trump, and we can remove them immediately.
Well, I'd say start building a list now. Get those, you know, because that's the hardest part is finding out just who all the illegal aliens are. But we know the ones that are filling our jails, right? But where are the rest of them? The other thing that I think a great point that Tom Homan and others have been making here is, okay, so the mayor of Denver, Colorado, that nut job down in Denver, Colorado, he is saying, no, I will stand in the way. I won't allow ICE to come in here and arrest these criminal illegal aliens. Basically, like, that guy is a modern day Confederate. That guy is a modern day. I mean, he's like one of those racist Southern Democrat mayors that were trying to stand in the way of the federal government so that they could keep, you know, discriminating against black people. That's what this Denver mayor is like. Victor Davis Hanson, the great historian Victor Davis Hanson, made the point. I don't know if he was on with Laura Ingraham. I think I saw the story at thedailycaller.com. But he made the point that basically these liberal mayors who are threatening to stand in the way of federal immigration and customs enforcement, federal ICE authorities to protect these criminal illegal aliens, they are the modern day Confederates. They are the ones that are actually they are the ones that are the, quote, party of insurrection. Here it is, thedailycaller.com. Victor Davis Hanson compares Democrat mayors blocking Trump deportation plans to the Confederacy. This was on his Victor Davis Hanson show. He says that is insurrection. That is exactly what South Carolina did in 1832. And then he makes this great point. Because think about it. Denver, Colorado has so many criminal illegal aliens there right now that that they have had to take every resource. They have had to let go of police officers. Their hospitals have been overwhelmed because they've just got too many illegal aliens that they have to pay for, or that they don't have to pay for, that they want to pay for. And Victor Davis Hanson said this. He says, quote, "The irony is that the only way that the city of Denver can feed and house these immigrants is to get federal funds." All he should do, Trump, all he should do is any jurisdiction, there's 600,000 of them, who says we are going to nullify, just like our Confederate ancestors, we're going to nullify federal law because we are morally superior to the federal government, so we are not going to enforce federal immigration law. He should say, everybody has a choice. If that's your choice, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Johnson, I admire your integrity and your courage. Here's what's going to happen. You are not going to get one penny of federal funds to house your immigrants. And if you can do it, if you continue to do it each week, we're going to have another federal program you're not going to get. Because you don't like the federal government. So you're not going to get federal highway funds the next week, federal education funds. Just keep going and tell me when you want to stop. I love the VDH approach here. Just keep taking away their federal funding. First off, there should be no more federal funding for these criminal illegal aliens in the first place, period. Sanctuary city or not. But yeah, mayor of Denver, first off, Tom Homan says, I'll throw him in jail. Yes, I will throw that mayor of Denver in jail. So that's what Tom Homan, President Trump's incoming border czar, is already saying. But then on top of that, yeah, okay, we're going to take away your highway funds. Okay, education funds, no more of that. Apparently, you don't like the federal government, Denver, Colorado. We can play this game. We got all day, Denver mayor. Let's go to Chris in Columbia Falls coming up right after the break. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. And then, yeah, like I said, we're going to talk about potential national monuments and more in the 9 o'clock hour.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. And Cyber Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Tell you what, Donald Trump's going to be president again. We can just sit back and relax and enjoy the holidays. Are you kidding me? Man, we got to keep our eye on the ball, especially right now. This lame duck Senate, they're going to try to ram through these left-wing judges that will rule against agriculture. They'll rule against oil, gas, coal, timber, you name it. And there's a lot more we got to keep our eye on. Montana Talks, we're going to keep our eye on the ball. But even if we drop the ball, you can call in. Statewide, 9 to 10.
It's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, Matt, stay on the phone lines. I want to get to you in Columbia Falls as well. Matt wants to talk about the northern border and illegal immigration and Tracy Stone Manning's new job. Yeah, have you guys heard about this one yet? Tracy Stone Manning, the director of the Biden BLM, the eco-terrorist. This is such a big story about her corruption. I was going to save that one for the 9 o'clock hour, but we'll let Matt in Columbia Falls break the news here in just a second. First up, though, Chris in Columbia Falls next in line. Chris, good to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, what goes around comes around. American Immigration Council wrote this piece in 18. Now, when someone asks a question, if a person arrives on the U.S. soil and claims asylum, does the U.S. have to deal with their claim under international law? The answer was resoundingly yes. I won't read the whole thing, but it has to do with the 1951 Refugee Convention. And under international law, it's yes. The World Court can claim they have a right to be in this country. And that's why they struggle to get into this country. All the children and all the women, they try to get in here first. So, I mean, what are you gonna do? How are they gonna circumvent around something like that? People like in Massachusetts and places like that, are they gonna just move the, you know, as things heat up, are they just gonna move the illegal aliens around to these sanctuary cities? You know, they got, there's a lot of things that are just wide open here. It's not as easy as we might think. So if that international law is forced down, and we're not supposed to abide by it because we have those things in place where it says foreign and domestic. You know, we're not forced to be under international law. But you've got to consider this is all lawyer stuff. Now, when it comes to a jump over to Canadians, Trudeau, all right, now, you know, mostly, you know, we paid through, we weren't subsidized in our logging industry. That's what Montana Multiple Use was all about. You know, we had in place a good system where the money that was brought in by logging helped pay for your property tax, folks.
Yeah.
It's gone. Now they just give you crumbs.
The Democrats destroyed our industrial base. And how did they destroy our industrial base? It goes back to what Lee and Kalispell talked about. They got liberal federal judges like Don Malloy on the bench. And it's kind of like that woke teachers conference that just took place in Bozeman last month. Here they are promoting the radical environmental agenda, and they're using taxpayer fund to do it. They're using teachers' union dues to do it. And at the same time, they're undermining private sector union jobs in the timber industry and oil, gas, coal industries, other types of mining industries. In other words, they're attacking the very industries that fund these public schools in the first place. But yet then they want to come back to you and me and all the other property taxpayers out there and constantly raise your property taxes is what the Montana Democrats always want to do. All right, Chris, great to hear from you. Let's go next to Matt in Columbia Falls. Matt, thanks for the call.
Hello, and lots of talk about of what's going on. First, I want to touch in and voice my opinion about the northern border and the illegal alien immigration coming in right here in Montana. This is old business I've been talking about. We need to be paying attention to our Montana northern border for it's been a year now.
But it's been especially bad in the last year.
With people around the valley drawing awareness to it. I'm not even going to go in depth because all this stuff that has happened to me in Columbia Falls and to the other citizens is a direct result from people crossing the border coming over. I got to share this one. I was in a conversation with a border patrolman in Eureka up on the reservoir, and it was an in-depth conversation, and he has been requested three times to go down south to run the border immigration or help down there.
Oh, yeah, they've been pulling a ton of guys from the northern border down to the southern border to help out down there. And then just to to serve as an extra slap in the face as they divert resources from our northern border because of the chaos on the southern border, then oftentimes they're not allowing the Border Patrol to actually prevent people from breaking into this country illegally. They just send them down there to process these people into the country. It's just an extra slap in the face. So they weaken our northern border. At the same time, they force these men and women that swore an oath to defend this country to instead process the paperwork of the people invading this country. What did you want to say about Tracy Stone Manning getting this new job? The Associated Press has a new report out. What did you want to say on that there quickly as well, Matt?
In AP's report, it shows that she will become president of the Wilderness Society effective next February. Now, what I want to know is, where is the research? What does the federal government have direct ties with this Wilderness Society?
Okay, so yeah, let me just get to it real quickly here since we're short on time. Thanks for the call. Yeah, so for those of you who haven't seen this story yet, the Associated Press has a big report. Biden's public lands director named to lead environmental group. Tracy Stone Manning. Now, you guys know who Tracy Stone Manning is. She is the eco-terrorist who was involved in that eco-terrorism case in Missoula back in the 1990s. Now, she lied about her involvement with that organization back in the 90s. She lied. The federal investigator who investigated that eco-terrorist outfit came forward when Tracy Stone Manning was put forward to be the head of the Bureau of Land Management by Joe Biden and John Tester. Because remember, she was a staffer for John Tester. John Tester took one of his buddies and put her in charge, this radical environmentalist, in charge of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. The federal investigator came out publicly and said this woman lied about her true connections to that eco-terrorist group. And the Democrat-controlled Senate confirmed her anyway. So think about that. John Tester couldn't get the Keystone XL pipeline across the finish line in the Democrat-controlled Senate, but he made sure his radical environmental eco-terrorist buddy, Tracy Stone Manning, got the top BLM job in the entire country. So AP is now reporting that eco-terrorist Tracy Stone Manning has already been given a new job as president of the Wilderness Society effective next February. Okay, so first off, how much does this job pay? Why was that not included in this AP article? Second off, why are we not reading about her immediate resignation? Third question, why is this not illegal? I mean, think about it. If you were a military general and you were overseeing contracting and logistics, weapons purchases, manufacturing, and you pushed through a big deal to benefit Northrop Grumman, and then you're still serving as that military general overseeing the purchase of these materials that benefited Northrop, and I'm just using Northrop Grumman. You could use any company out there, right? And then Northrop Grumman or whatever, pick your defense firm, says, hey, we're giving General so-and-so a big job. He's going to be the new president of the company. People would be like, oh, you can't do that. That's illegal. Oh, what? Are you kidding me? This guy just signed off on a big deal. Are we watching the latest episode of the Yellowstone TV show here? You just are pushing through this big deal for this big So Tracy Stone Manning is giving special perks as BLM director. She's been giving special perks to her buddies in the radical environmental group. And the radical environmental community says, we're going to reward her with a nice high-paying job come February after her and Joe Biden leave office. She should be leaving office right now. She should resign effective immediately. They've already given her the payoff. This is outrageous that she hasn't. The headline should be BLM director resigns effective immediately after the news came out that corrupt, shady special interest group, the Wilderness Society, is already putting a bribe right into her pocket. I mean, could you imagine if the tables were turned and this was a Republican? My goodness.
Cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I'm grateful first that you rallied on behalf of your country in this past election. You understood the severity, the importance of this inflection moment for the country, and everybody did their part, and you did it overwhelmingly. And I'm going to be very specific. I want to thank the people of Georgia and Governor Kemp and his team. And I want to thank the people of North Carolina. And I want to thank the people in Pennsylvania. Wow, Pennsylvania was amazing. I want to thank the people of Wisconsin and the people of Michigan and the people in Arizona and the people in Nevada. I want to thank all of you and then every other state that helped Donald Trump and propelled him to winning the popular vote as well as the Electoral College.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
So the FBI, they call it house stealing, and I've been telling you about this for over a year. Now, title fraud is on the rise. In fact, a DA in California recently said that known fraud attempts in his county have gone from 0 to 73 in just the past 18 months with just one document, a fake quit claim deed, and a $40 phony notary stamp. A criminal can steal your home's title. Once they have it, they can transfer ownership, take out loans in your name, and leave you with nothing but a financial disaster. But there is a way to stop them. And I trust HomeTitleLock.com to protect my home, my properties, and I've arranged an exclusive offer just for you. Right now, you can get 50% off their triple lock home title protection. That includes 24/7 monitoring, urgent alerts, and the best part, if a criminal ever targets your title, HomeTitleLock.com will work fast to restore it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, use the promo code Hannity. You get 50% off today. Protect your most valuable asset.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Economics is really about predicting human behavior. 50 years ago, some economists launched into the study of crime and came up with a startling controversial conclusion. Capital punishment, they found, did deter murders and other capital offenses. That sparked a debate over whether crime can be understood as a rational act that rages to this day. Whether or not you think that approach has any value, there's one thing clear about crime, and that is its huge historic swings in the U.S. over the last 50 years. Violent crime rates surged in the 60s and 70s in cities around the nation. Homicide rates doubled and violent crime rates tripled. Yet a few decades later, the declines were almost as large. Perhaps it was mass incarceration, which particularly impacted black men, and mandatory sentencing and three strikes laws that were passed to put repeat offenders behind bars. The big swings in addictive drug development, illegal immigration. Now that crime is back, we need to understand it. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the...
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, one more rant here before we wrap up the 8 o'clock hour here on this Wednesday. I was going to start the 8 o'clock hour with this, but hey, you never know what we're going to talk about. And then we take your phone calls. We go in a bunch of different directions. That's part of the fun. But, you know, I was thinking about this because you're seeing more and more headlines. Earlier this week, news came out that Walmart is doing away with all of their DEI policies or whatever their DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion agenda is, Walmart says, that's it, we're done with DEI. And you're seeing all these corporations just say, nah, we're not going to be pushing this DEI garbage anymore. Now, I think there's multiple factors taking place here. I think they're reading the room. They're taking a hint. You know, I opened up the show by talking about how the Montana Democrats can't take a hint. The left-wing Montana Supreme Court can't take a hint. But, you know, even Jack Smith and the kangaroo courts that were trying to go after Donald Trump are taking a hint. Even these woke corporations are taking a hint, and they're doing away with these DEI policies. I think the other angle, the other reason why these DEI policies are starting to die is I think these companies also realize that when they created these DEI committees and started put in these, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion platforms, they realized who they elevated, who they hired, who they promoted by promoting DEI. They ended up promoting the whiners, the complainers, the divisive people in their respective offices, the people that just, you know, that put their pronouns in their all of their social media platforms, the people that want to be victims, the people that want to pick fights, the people that want to cause division in the office so that they can feel like they're victims and they can say how bad everybody else is. That's who they promoted. Those are the people they elevated within their companies. They elevated the most toxic people in their organizations. And they realized, like, we don't like these people. Why are we giving these people more power inside of our corporations, inside of our institutions? These people are, it doesn't matter how nice we are to them. It doesn't matter how much we try to reach out to them and pander to them and, hey, how you doing? Check in with them. They are going to whine. They are going to complain. They are going to manufacture a criticism of you and everybody else in the office. They are going to find a way to be offended. And their rainbow-colored little email that they send to human resources complaining about you or the nice little gal around the corner, that's all they are. It doesn't matter how nice you are to these people, they are going to cause division because they thrive on feeling like victims. They thrive on creating problems. They thrive on, you know, it, petting the little chip on their shoulder. They don't say, you know what, I really need to get rid of this chip on my shoulder. You know what, maybe these people aren't as bad as I think. No, they thrive on that chip on their shoulder. They wouldn't know what else to do without that chip on their shoulder. So I think these corporations just finally said, yeah, we need to do away with these DEI programs. And we'll just blame it on the elections. We'll blame it on Donald Trump. Blame it on the massive mandate the American people just handed with a Republican-controlled Senate, a Republican-controlled House, a Republican-controlled, you name it. But the reality is that these people all across America, even the most liberal of liberal people that you and I know, they all knew, they all realized they needed to stop this DEI nonsense because I mean, not only was it a self-licking ice cream cone that was a just gigantic waste of money, but it elevated the worst within every one of these organizations and associations. Now, let's be honest, you all saw it firsthand, didn't you? Not that I'm not speaking from personal experience here. I'm just, you know, just giving my observations of stuff across the country. All right, Carrie White, Must Hear Audio next.